Today, we're joined live in the studio by singer, songwriter, and producer Kiri, who will be playing tracks from her brand new EP, Kiri, throughout the show. The album features five diverse tracks, uses nylon guitar, soulful vocals, and electronic elements to create an intimate and confessional body of work. We'll chat to Kiri later in the show to hear all about her mesmerizing self-titled EP.
Stretches and saw a red balloon stuck in the hedges. He turned to me as if to say, "It happens all the time, my babe. Move to the left, back to the the center. Move to the right, back to the center. And I know that you are gonna stay the same. And you know that I am only here for change. And I hope, hey, that dry July will do some good. And the change of pace will be understood by you. We didn't try again. Your ribs were hurting. Cracked one a week ago whilst we were flirting. I turned to you as if to say, wait till you feel the things that I can break. Move to the left, back to the center. Move to the right, back to the center. Move to the left, back to the center. And I know that you are gonna stay the same. And you know that I am only here for change. And I hope, hey, that dry July will do some good. And the change of pace will be understood. And you're a man with so much good. I hope you shine just like you should. You cannot find a reason to try. Could it be me?
Local producer, singer and songwriter Kiri joins us live in the studio to chat about her ethereal and angelic songs that she's playing throughout today's show. Kiri released her self-titled EP on Thursday on Spotify and SoundCloud. She's playing acoustic songs for us today, but sonically the EP sits somewhere between OK Kaya, Leanne Lahavas and Terza. Kiri, thank you so much for joining Carve today.
Hello, Sally. Hello, Lockie. Hello, Izzy. Thank you for having me.
You've created Kiri, a 5-track EP that merges traditional jazz with experimental production, trombones,
yeah,
and choral vocal arrangements. I wanted to ask you about jazz.
Ooh.
Where is that coming from?
Jazz. I guess we grew up with it in a way. I suppose playing a orchestral slash jazzy kind of instrument like the trombone, which was my first instrument, I think that kind of brought me there. But honestly, I think I'm just drawn to really like warm voices.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That speaks to me and I try and be cool and replicate that in my songs. So, yeah.
And the trombone, so that was your first instrument.
Yeah, when I was like 7.
Yeah.
Picked it up.
Why did you choose it, do you think, when you were 7?
I actually wanted to be like Lisa Simpson, and I put down my first instrument as saxophone.
Love.
And my second instrument as trombone, and there weren't enough trombones in the orchestra, so I was given the trombone.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, sure, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be Lisa, it's fine.
Fair enough. Everyone wants to be like Lisa.
Right?
Yeah.
I still am.
No one wants to be like Bart.
No.
Yeah. She was the like OG, smart,
yeah,
you know, younger sister.
Yeah, fierce,
sister.
Powerful.
So fierce.
Yeah. And that hair.
And the hair, the star hair.
Yeah.
Loves. Your song Newsfeed talks about the impact social media has on us and our anxieties, with the repeating refrain of "you have 13 notifications." I couldn't get that out of my head.
Yeah.
Are you good at ignoring social media? What is your kind of relationship to your phone?
Good question. No, I'm not. I'm not good at all. I am only human. I think I'm like a bit hypersensitive to it. I'm very critical of my own usage. And I kind of view the world in that lens. I'm like, why are we constantly like craning our necks to look down at this thing? But we have to, and I get it, and I do it a lot myself. I'm working on it. Yeah. Yeah. The song was to make peace with that, I guess, but also just to have a think about it. Yeah.
Your track Don't Try This at Home was intended to be left on an answering machine, and it details the desire for self-preservation in a relationship. Can you talk about that track and how it's, is it important to you to keep a sense of self?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think I've struggled a lot with that in the past, and that's what that song was about. And kind of like these traits that we're taught as children to be good listeners and be there for people. And I've done that a lot, and in relationships, I guess, especially, it's kind of intensified. And I realized that it wasn't really doing me much good. There was too much of that and not enough being strong and having my roots in the ground. So that song was a bit of a like, screw you, but also we need to be empathetic and just trying to find that balance, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, it can be so intoxicating falling in love and you want to spend every second with that person and you want to almost become that person. And I do, I also find it really hard to detach myself in romantic relationships because you, it's kind of like you're in a drug. It's, you're not, you don't do things that you would normally do.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a journey. We're all working on it.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also like your track Dry July, because you talk about self-improvement and changing yourself for the better. I feel like there's sort of a theme in like a coming of age kind of theme to your album.
I think so.
How did you write Dry July? Where did that come from?
I feel like I'm still coming in
of age.
Of age. To my age. Yeah. That came about... like just wanting to write like a folk song and just like being able to strum the guitar really hard. But it was written for someone and I wanted to say to them, you have so much potential and I really love you and this thing sucks and I would love for us to change it together. But I guess I can't be there for it. I'm going to have to... Gonna have to let you figure that one out by yourself. But love and respect to you. Yeah. Alcoholism's a weird little thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and as a title of a track, July. I mean, we hear it so much, and then to hear it in a song, it sort of threw me.
Yeah. Right.
You grew up in semi-rural Western Sydney with older siblings to harmonise with.
It's true.
What kind of music did you sing as a family?
I think I guess like the Beatles, like straight up kind of 60s, 70s classic Western harmony kind of bands. Yeah, I have an older brother and older sister, Tim and Andy. Hi. Always wanted to do that. Yeah, and like a lot of kind of like that Christian folk, like the Seekers and Cat Stevens and like, I don't know, I guess we just sung a lot in the car and we just figured it out. We just started singing different lines. And that's been like one of the most important parts of me musically since then. Yeah, so a big part of my childhood, I guess. Yeah.
And dance floors are back, gigs are back. So Thursday you played at Wayward's,
yes.
And tonight you're playing at Chippo.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's happening tonight?
Romeo is playing, supporting Frank the Poet and someone else, I forget right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're at the Chippo. There's still tickets left. Please come along. How exciting to see real life people in a real life venue. Yeah.
Awesome, Kiri. Thank you so much for joining Carve today. But Kiri is not running away. She's here for the rest of the show, playing new tracks. You can also listen to her on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/KiriLeeMusic, or follow her on Instagram, instagram.com/KiriKirICCA. If you're interested in performing on Carve Live, slide into our DMs at carve2scr or email us at carve.artsandculture@2scr.com. You don't need to be a musician. If you're a comedian, actor, poet, performance artist, or talent haver of any kind, we'd love to have you on. Now we're getting two more beautiful tracks from Kiri. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play two tracks that are on the EP, Blood Clot City and Newsfeed. It's been an 8-day period without you, stuck in a blood clot city with no sign of you. I thought that things would work out, yeah, the way nature intended to. Hey, but alas, pretty baby, the surgery went through, and maybe someday you'll be kicking and punching again. But till that day, I hope I'll find peace in what you became. I will feed you Vegemite and cheese. Your grubby fingers will learn to part the seas. Your brown eyes, your green, blue, gray eyes. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 it's been an 8-day period without you, stuck in a blood clot city with no sign of you. I thought that things would work out, yeah, the way nature intended to. But alas, pretty baby, the surgery went through. The surgery went through. The surgery went through. Bleeding for you. You wake to see a picture reveal herself to you. Your brain is split in two. Left side embraces it. The right knows that it's counterfeit. And you'll go to bed each night dissatisfied that you didn't reach 100 likes. Don't you know I need you? Don't you know I'll feed you? You came all of this way from a dream just to make sure that you've been seen. I know that it will get easier to face in time. Some will find the meaning of that news feed of mine. Oh, 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 where does it go? Where does it go? My love, a little red notification. I will always know your current location, but needless to worry, 'cause baby, I got your honey. You came all of this way from a dream just to make sure that you've been seen. I know that it will get easier to face in time. So we'll find the meaning of that news feed of mine. Oh, 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 oh. Flaring your ideas around, can you just sit I've heard this theory like 3 times prior to this. And I know you probably just need some ears. But I'm not here to be your psychiatrist. So don't try this at home. No, don't you try this at home. When I tell my kids about, hey, what this is, will they understand? When I tell my kids about, hey, what this is, will they understand? Mama always said, give people time. It's like the only thing I do. Basic empathy feels like a crime. Not sure if it's you or me who I prioritize. And I know I probably just need some ears. And you're not here to be my psychiatrist. So don't try this at home. No, 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 no. No, don't you try this at home. I don't need this love, I've got things on my mind. I don't want your love, I've got things on my mind. When will you grow? When will we know? When will I show how I feel? So, when will you grow? When will we know? When will I show how I feel? So,